It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, if you watch science fiction in the movies, the future might look pretty bleak with a whole lot of dystopia out there. But our guest authors are trying to use science fiction as a source for inspiration and optimism.
First, yesterday New York City saw what is reported to have been the world's largest ever climate march, with over 400,000 people streaming down New York's 6th Avenue for the People's Climate March. The march was aimed at demonstrating public concern for the climate going into the UN Climate Summit, which begins tomorrow.
All 50 states were represented at the march, including a group of Wisconsinites organized by the environmental group 350 Madison.
One of the organizers of that group is here with us now, along with a local high school student. Laura Schlachter is a co-coordinator with Madison 350, and Laura Kiernan is a student at Madison's West High School. Laura, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, this is reported to have been the world's largest ever climate march. At first, there were numbers coming out saying 310,000, and then the latest reports were 400,000. Can you describe, Laura, that feeling of being there with so many people yesterday?
It's a really incredible feeling to know that you're not only joined by 400,000 of the people on the streets of New York, but also with people in 166 countries all around the world. So we were marching in solidarity with over 2,800 other actions. And as we were going down the street in New York, there was a huge jumbotron with shots from all around the world. So it's a pretty moving experience.
And Laura, I'm going to ask you next, can you just describe the scene? What was it like?
There's so many people there. I mean, from my point in the back of the march, I could see as if the march went infinitely one direction. I couldn't even see the end of it. And it, again, what Laura said, it felt so great to be a part of history in the making.
And you're a student at West High School in Madison. Can you give me a sense of the age ranges? Did you see a lot of other, you know, young people there? And what was just the range of the people that were marching?
Oh, definitely. There was a ton of young people there, as well as older people. I mean, in our own bus, we had age ranges from 3 years old to 70 years old. So this is an issue that spreads across generations.
Now, Laura, I want to ask you, how many people from Wisconsin went?
Mm-hmm. So 350 Madison, along with the John Muir chapter of the Sierra Club, organized three buses that sent over 150 people. And then we also had Wisconsinites who met us in New York, who had traveled on the People's Climate Train and by other means. So we had about 200 people from our great state of Wisconsin.
Now, I'm sure everyone had similar reasons from being there, but maybe also more personal ones. Do you want to share yours?
Yeah, I got involved with 350 Madison because I had spent so many years reading the news about climate change and feeling like there was nothing I could do. I was just one person. And when I started getting involved, I realized that actually there's a lot we can do when we work together. And so for me, participating in the People's Climate March was a chance to, like Laura said, be part of history, but also raise up our collective voices and magnify the impact that any one of us could have on our own.
And Laura, you are, again, a high schooler, so you're the next generation coming up and inhabiting this planet. You want to talk a little bit about why you decided to go and make this giant trek to be there?
Yeah, well, when I was a little kid, I thought of global warming as, you know, save the polar bears, the ice is melting. But I've realized now that it's so much more than that. It has health, economic, social, class, and environmental issues all into one great issue. So I just want to be a part of the change.
Was there a turning point for you when you decided that this was something you were going to care enough about to get involved in?
Well, I think that my mom is a big influence in my life. She's part of 350, and she's helped me to see that living a healthier and more environmental lifestyle is better for the planet.
In terms of the overall message of the march, how would you describe it?
Well, we wanted to tell our global leaders a couple of things. One is that we need meaningful action on climate change now. We have this UN Climate Summit coming up on Tuesday, and we wanted our global leaders to know that they have our support in doing the right thing. Secondly, a big message of the march is to change everything. We need everyone. And it was so inspiring of me, really, to see the coming of age of the climate movement, for us to recognize that the moral, economic, and ecological crises facing our globe are really interconnected.
And in terms of what the United States has done so far, what kind of report card would you give our country?
I think we have a long way to go.
What would you like to see change specifically?
So I really, in the state of Wisconsin, we've actually really become a battlefield in the fight for climate justice. So specifically in our state, I would like to see President Obama reject the presidential permits for tar sands pipelines from Alberta that are basically using Wisconsin, Minnesota, and other states in the upper Midwest as a flyover zone for very dangerous tar sands oil. And so, you know, President Obama and other global leaders have a critical role to play, not only in stopping an extractive fossil fuel industry, but also in investing in clean energy.
Do you think that seeing 400,000 people in New York yesterday, people around the world, will have any kind of impact at the UN climate summit?
I certainly think so. I mean, today we heard an announcement that the Rockefeller Foundation, which was founded on the fossil fuel extraction, that they are now divesting from fossil fuels and joining a global divestment movement of some real movers and shakers in the global economy. So I think we're already seeing a huge impact from the climate march, and I'm looking forward to seeing it take the next step at the political level.
How significant would you say a decision like that is, of the divestment from oil money toward a cleaner source of energy?
I think it's absolutely crucial.
In terms of Wisconsin here, let's zoom in on our state in particular. What do you think of the state of the environment here in Wisconsin and how we're doing addressing climate change as a state?
Again, I think that Wisconsin has a long way to go. And going back to the tar sands issue, one of the things that 350 Madison has really pushed for and, in fact, worked very closely with the Madison Board of Supervisors, recently passed a resolution calling on the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to conduct a full environmental impact statement on Enbridge Line 61. So I think that's one of many ways that we can continue to promote a clean energy policy and create clean jobs in the state.
And Laura, we'll end with you. What would you like to tell the next generation, maybe people who weren't involved, about what you learned and what your hopes are?
Well, I would like to tell them that climate change is an issue now. It's not something that we can see in the future. There are major consequences of our actions that are affecting people now, and that's why we need a change.
Well, thank you both for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Laura Schlachter, co-coordinator for the climate group 350 Madison, and Laura Kiernan, student at Madison West High School. They attended the People's Climate March in New York City yesterday, and it was reported to be the world's largest ever climate march.